This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Citizen Action New Mexico details similarities of Sandia's mixed waste landfill and exploding waste dump in Beatty, Nevada. Urging the New Mexico Environment Department to declare that cleanup has not been completed at Sandia National Laboratory's mixed waste landfill and require the buried waste be excavated now, Citizen Action New Mexico detailed the similarities of the metallic sodium wastes buried in Sandia's dump at the U.S. Ecology's low-level radioactive waste dump in Beatty, Nevada. On Sunday, October 18, 2015, after receiving nearly 2 inches of rain that seeped into the Beatty dump, heavily corroded 55-gallon drums containing metallic sodium exploded, releasing hydrogen gas and sending buried drums into the air, which landed nearly 200 feet from the crater that was created. Plumes of white smoke also were seen coming from the dump. The deflagration was so hot that other waste materials caught fire and burned for 2 days. At the time, officials declared that there was no release of radioactive materials. On December 30, 2015, the Nevada State Fire Marshal released its 309-page investigation report that concluded, quote, "The incident was caused by water that made contact with sodium metal in the trench area and formed an exothermic reaction with resulting fire," end quote. In a recent email to Environment Department Ryan Flynn, Citizen Action New Mexico detailed the similarities of the dumps and requested, for the protection of the Albuquerque community, that the mixed waste landfill be excavated now. Both dumps are located in desert environments. Waste disposal began in the early 1960s in unlined trenches. Radioactive and hazardous waste were buried in steel drums, wood crates, and cardboard boxes. Both dumps are currently closed and have dirt covers. Over the decades, deterioration of the packaging materials created void spaces, causing collapses and cracking the dirt cover. Because metallic sodium reacts to water, it is packed in oil. The Nevada State Fire Marshal found that over time, the steel drums corroded, allowing the packing oil to leak out, exposing the metallic sodium to the dump's environment. Further, the rain infiltrated into the dump through the, quote, compromised earth cover, causing an exothermic reaction between the water and metallic sodium, end quote. Citizen Action New Mexico wrote that Sandia's, quote, "metallic sodium was inseparably combined with high-level fission products from nuclear meltdown testing at Sandia's nuclear reactor. The consequences of explosions and fires in Albuquerque could be much greater than at the U.S. Ecology site, which is 11 miles distant from the small town of Beatty, Nevada. Excavation of I-25, I-40, Isleta Pueblo, the Sunport, Mesa del Sol, the VA Hospital, and Kirtland Air Force Base, and Sandia Labs could be necessary. Ignoring the problem and denying there is a problem won't fix the problem." This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit radfreenm.org and nuclearactive.org.